Hey everyone, it's Ashley, and if you're loving Crime Salad, you need to check out Crimes Of, the newest show from Crime House Studios. It's hosted by Sabrina Deanna Roga and Corinne Vian of Two Girls, One Ghost, and Corinne was behind one of the biggest podcasts of 2025, Blink. Now they're bringing you Crimes Of, a weekly true crime anthology series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, celebrity downfalls, and more. For the first season, Sabrina and Corinne are diving into crimes of infamy, the real-life, true crime events behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains, from cult classics to massive franchises.
We're excited to share a special preview of Crimes Of with you now. If you like what you hear, follow Crimes Of on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen so you can get even more. We'll also include a link to the show in the description of this episode. Here it is now.
This is Crime House.
Welcome to Crimes Of, the show that takes you into different corners of the true crime universe to explore the biggest cases that changed the course of history. Each 8 to 12 episode season, we will dive deeper into the themes from movies to music to scandals to crimes of passion and heartbreaking disappearances. Every Tuesday, we will be here to share these stories in a whole new light, and you can catch the show on YouTube where we will include visuals that bring the cases to life.
We are calling this season Crimes of Infamy because we are going to be exploring one of our own personal obsessions, horror movies.
Yeah. And I'm sure you've never wondered what a lampshade made out of real human flesh would look like.
No.
Or what a pair of pants made from real human legs would be like to wear. But Ed Gein did. And as horrifying and sadistic as that sounds, it is not fiction. It is disturbingly real.
It's very real.
If you've even dipped a single toe into the true crime universe before, you probably have heard Ed's name mentioned because he might be one of the most iconic and disturbed killers in American history.
He's also the real-life monster who inspired the iconic films like Psycho, Silence of the Lambs, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and so many more. And we'll talk more about these films right after this. So now, maybe the most infamous nod to Ed Gein is the character Norman Bates, the main character in Psycho. But before we talk about the movie, let's talk about the book, Robert Bloch.
So it turns out Bloch was writing the novel Psycho in 1958, 35 miles away from where Gein lived. And this is when all of these crimes are happening. But Bloch has no idea the full extent of Gein's history and the murders until after the book was already published. So shockingly, his character, Norman Bates, is eerily similar to Ed Gein. He was writing this book just miles from where Ed Gein was committing these atrocious acts, but had no clue.
So then this book was then adapted into a film by Alfred Hitchcock, King of Horror, in 1960. And while there are some differences, like Ed never ran a hotel like Norman Bates did, and he never killed anyone in the shower, like that infamous scene in Psycho, like Norman did. And Ed didn't keep the corpse of his mother in his home, although arguably he did, because he did take the head into his home.
Right.
So the similarities that the two did share were intricate, like the sexual repression both Augusta and Norma encouraged in their sons. They both fostered a deep emotional dependence in their children, and that led to a disturbing Oedipus complex in both men. And then also both men snapped after their mother's untimely deaths. So this movie has so many twists and turns and other similarities to Ed Gein that we don't want to spoil it for you. But if you haven't seen it, what are you doing? Who are you? What's wrong with you? Sorry. No judgment.
Pause this episode right now. Go watch it. And come back.
Yes. Have a movie marathon after this episode.
With fava beans and Chianti. Apple pie with a slice of cheese on top.
Because this is absolutely one to add to your watch list.
Mm-hmm. And I think all of this begs a more interesting question.
Corinne? What's more interesting?
What is it about Ed Gein and all of these real life monsters that makes for such fascinating on-screen characters? Why are they messed up? Why are we messed up watching it?
We're all a little bit messed up in the head. Thank you for listening to the start of our new show, Crimes Of. If you want to hear what happens next, Search Crimes Of and follow wherever you listen to podcasts or subscribe to Crime House Studios on YouTube. We appreciate your support.
Follow Crimes Of, a Crime House original now. New episodes release every Tuesday. Again, that's Crimes Of. Click the link in the episode description to listen now or follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to podcasts.